Obviously, there were a lot of positive things, winning most. And we're starting to learn how to finish halves and finish games. We're not always going to be perfect. You've got to learn how to ride the emotions of a game, stay with it. I thought our coaches did a great job of some adjustments in the second half. Thought some young kids really stepped up, Tony Jefferson, Tyrann Mathieu, Kerry Taylor, obviously Andre Ellington, Javon Brown, all young kids who got out there when their name was called, they showed up. And that's the most pleasing thing to me, to see those young guys step up, especially when a veteran guy is not full speed like Larry was. But Larry gutted it out. Very proud of him. And we'll see how the hamstring is next week. I don't think it's too bad. Like I said, there were some very negative things there at times, but this is a good football team. Detroit's one of the most talented teams, I think, in the league. Our guys fought their tails off. I thought we did a great job, other than the interception for the touchdown, of keeping them on a long field. Zastadil and the punt coverage team did a great job. Jay did a great job kicking off. So they had a long field. Obviously, I was disappointed when we got the turnover and didn't get a touchdown. Finally got our touchdown there at the end when we needed it. Looking back, I wouldn't have thrown it again on the first play. Thought that was a gimme touchdown. And didn't want to waste it the second down. But I should have ran that clock off probably. That left 9 seconds in hindsight. But overall, extremely pleased.
The defense obviously came up very big. Keeping you in the game in the offense.
Yeah, that's like I said, it was a team win. It was a team win all the way. Our defense was lights out in the second half. I thought Todd did a great job of adjusting at halftime. You know, the one big play I thought was interception for us. We trapped him into a slant throw, and we ran right past it, and Calvin catches it and goes for a touchdown. We had a couple of those, but I thought overall defensively we did a great job of continuing to get after the quarterback and pressure him and play good pass defense.
You mentioned you were real happy with how well the adjustments were.
Well, a lot of them were squeezing coverage. We were playing too far off in third and five or less, and we had a bad matchup on Reggie Bush one time with Jeremiah Bell playing off, and he beat him in man coverage, thought he had help inside, didn't have it. So we just made some minor adjustments, and they paid off for us.
How special is that first win with the franchise?
Well, it's always special. You never know when you're going to get it. We're going on a really tough road trip. So I'm very happy that we got it at home. We have to win at home, scratch a few out on the road, and you'll be in the playoffs.
It's not for only special teams. Box field with Tim. Jay kicks four.
Huge. I mean, can't say enough about the special teams today. The block kick was a huge turnover for us. We said turnovers would be the key. We obviously turned one over for a touchdown. We pressured the kicker. Almost got the first block when we roughed him, but I think that affected the second one. And then Justin did an unbelievable job blocking the second, third one.
Other than pick six, how would you evaluate Carson?
I think he was hit too often, and he got a little quick with some throws, and he came over to the sideline on the one down in red zone. He said, look, I just got to settle my feet down. I said, they're blocking better right now. There for a while, we had some pressure up the middle, and he was just unloading. I thought our line settled down. He settled down. He made a nice adjustment with us on the deep ball to Andre, and I thought he played well down the stretch.
Like on the headset sideline, when you have a team that's struggling on third down, especially, are you getting pretty frustrated?
No, I'm always frustrated. I'm pissed the whole game. Nothing satisfies me. You can ask the coaches. But, any time that you feel like you got a really good third down plan and one thing or another, when you're 1 for 11, I believe, it's not good because we had good drives. You know, we weren't getting three and out, three and out. It was first down, chunk play. And then we get the third and very manageable third and fives, third and sixes, where we liked our matchups and we just didn't convert.
How nice was it to see you guys finish on both sides? You know, score all that go-ahead touchdown, then stop them when they get the ball back.
Yeah, you can't say enough about it. That's all we talk about, finishing games. 2 minutes, you know, 80-some percent of the games are decided in 2 minutes at the end of the half and the end of the game. And we practice 2 minutes at a time. We talk 2 minutes at a time. And today, last week we didn't finish it. This week we did. Excuse me. I thought Patrick played outstanding. offensively and defensively. And, he threw a nice ball. I think he might have ran further than he threw it, though. I got to go back and look if the reverse wasn't better than the pass. But, you can't say enough about him as an athlete and the challenge that he took and wanted. Not that just that he took it. It's not like we say, hey, Patrick, you know, go. He's like, I want this guy the whole game, no matter where he lines up. And again, I thought in the second half we did a good job of looking like man, playing zone, trapping. Even on the last throw, I mean, it was for Calvin. We trapped it nicely. He had to come back outside, and Tyron made a great tackle.
Talk about your confidence level, Tony Jackson.
I have no problem with young players. Those kids got so many reps all spring. He flashed and made plays the entire preseason, as did Tyron. And I don't have a problem playing those young kids.
So you're better about feeling now than you have last couple weeks?
Yeah, Jay's always kicked well here, and this was an outstanding game for him.
Coach, can you reflect on that final touchdown drive in the context that you did it without Larry?
Yeah, I mean, that speaks volume for our team, you know. Take a guy off the practice squad, and I think he had four or five catches and critical ones. And he was big on that play. But, without Larry, it just says a lot about Carson's leadership. And when the guys up front, who I thought battled their butts off all day, because that's a good D-line.
Coach,